This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
Dean's dilemma. Oh, where do I start?
What's happening in the world of Dean this week?
Well, last week, Rach, I went away for one of those management retreats. You know when they send all the managers away to strategize and get to know each other and do stuff?
Yeah.
It's a sleepover. So we were away like an hour's drive out of Melbourne. And we went, and it was actually quite a good couple of days. We did a lot of really good planning. But so that we would focus and be present as part of it, we were told to turn our mobile phones off.
How dare they?
I know, right?
Did you have phone reception a couple of hours out of Melbourne?
We weren't that far away.
Okay.
So we had mobile phone reception, but we were asked to be respectful and to turn our phones off during the sessions. But we were promised that in the breaks, we could turn our phones back on and respond to any emails or a text message or any dramas back at the office that we needed to. So it came time for a break. I thought, I'll just get a cup of tea and then I'll go to the bathroom because I need to go to the bathroom. And I walked in and I turned my phone on to check my messages. Then I walked into the bathroom and there, standing at the urinal, were a couple of my male colleagues, one hand focusing on their aim, the other hand with their mobile phones, checking their messages. And I just thought, is that right? Is that right?
What if they had a fumble in it?
Well, there is that. But what if they started responding to their messages with that one hand? I mean, can you text and pee at the same time? See, I'm not very good at multitasking, but I still know that's right.
I know as a female, you can sit on the toilet, you've still got both hands, then just chuck it down in between the cleavage, boom.
But tell me this, can you make a call if you're in the cubicle? Or can you take a call if you're in the cubicle? Because I don't think I do either.
Or, personally, not a fan.
Of what, making or taking?
Either. Just having calls.
I think if you're
going
to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Like, I understand taking your group of friends along and having a chit-chat, but not making a phone call.
No.
Because then they don't know what's happening.
But I think standing at a urinal doing texting, how would you feel if you found out your boss responded to your very important urgent email while urinating? This is a dilemma. What would you do?
Joy 94.9.
Dean, we found some Kardashian news.
I know. Wasn't too hard to find it, I've got to say. I didn't have to dig
all
deep.
Of that searching.
Oh, Kardashian.
Tell us what's happening in the Kardashian world. Yeah, tell us.
Kardashian.
Because I know you're such a fan.
Oh, such a fan. Does that sound convincing? Okay, so in the world of keeping up with Kardashians, just in case you didn't know enough about all the members of the clan, it turns out that Kylie Jenner is now getting her own spin-off series.
Yay!
I know, right? Yay. It's called, get this, Life of Kylie. And the show purports to answer the timeless question pondered by thinkers since the dawn of human thought. That is, what if you were an extremely hot and rich 19-year-old? What would your life be like? I think this is a really important show.
Yeah, like, what happens when the world sells out of your lipstick in 3 seconds? How can anyone possibly deal with that, Dean? How?
Well, what happens when you peak at 19? That's my question.
That's true.
She's going to hit 30. She's like, oh, that was it.
Yeah, but then she'll release a sex tape like her sister did, and then there's the rest of her career. Can we put money on that? Like, that's what's going to happen?
A sex tape?
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner sex tape?
As if it's not going to happen. It's funny, because she obviously can't be part of Keeping Up with the Kardashians because she's a Jenner, so she feels a little bit disconnected. And because she hadn't had all of her plastic surgery in the early episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, so she has to have her own show so they can see her post-surgery phase.
Her transformation.
Oh, no, like not having to see her transformation. It's just hot Kylie.
Oh, just hot Kylie, hot blonde Kylie, yeah?
Yeah, but like, did you know? Okay, this is a fun fact.
Fun fact.
Fun fact coming from a hairdresser. The Kardashians don't actually dye their hair those crazy colours. They wear wigs.
Is that
Boom.
Right? Wow.
Information, because no one can dye their hair that blonde and then be back to like a normal colour a week later.
We've got all the big issues, haven't we, Rach?
We do.
Rach and Dean for all the hot facts about the Kardashians.
It's true, it's true. What else can we tell you about them? Her lips are fake? No.
No.
Of course they are. Everything about them is fake. Except for their name.
And what she has in her heart.
Oh, yes. Her big, big, rich heart.
Mm.
You are on Joy with Rach and Dean.
Melbourne's most uplifting music mix for your weekdays.
Your voice. Your voice. Always. Always. Joy 94.9. Joy.
And before, we were talking about Dean's dilemma.
We were.
What was the dilemma?
Well, Rach, the dilemma was, I went to the bathroom. I was on this course. We had to turn our phones off, and so in the break time we get to go to the bathrooms. And so we turn the phones on. Sorry, in the break time you want to go to the bathroom, you want to check your phone. So I did it as two separate activities. But when I went to the bathroom, there were guys in there at the urinal with their mobile phones in hand, and their other hand aiming, and they were like texting and peeing at the same time. And I think that's not quite right.
All right.
My question was, is that right?
So we put it out there and the Twitter universe has responded abundantly. Troy said, only at home. So
in the privacy of our home, so one hand on the phone, the other hand.
Yep.
Yep.
So that's okay. Yep. And then if you drop it in the toilet, there's no shame. You just pick it out and buy a new phone. Anthony has said, it does, but you aim for the bowl and not the water. Otherwise, the person you are talking to will hear it and realise where you are.
It's as if you're talking on the phone while urinating.
Yeah. There you go.
That requires a bit of aim, though, to, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's involved
precision in
with aiming.
Technique there.
We then heard from Matt, who said, a public urinal is a free-for-all, even without phones. If you manage to use one without having to step in some
urine,
it's a good day.
But in a public, the public urinals, you wouldn't want to drop your phone in one of those. Ooh.
Yeah.
No.
But I'm going to have to agree with Jacob here, who said, nah, just walk up, do your business and leave. Your phone can wait due to the risk of falling in and depending on how many.
I agree with that one. Who's that?
Jacob.
Jacob, I agree with Jacob. Don't multitask. Do one thing at a time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy with Rach and Dean.
Hey, Rach.
Yes.
I've got a bit of a cold.
I know, me too.
Oh, I think everyone's
getting. Why didn't Dr. Ahmed fix us?
Dr. Ahmed, who's on earlier.
Yes,
doctor in the house, I know.
The doctor in the house.
But you know what I did on the weekend?
What did you do?
I had a bath.
I love baths.
I know, right? So I'm going to cough.
No. Now he's going to cough.
Oh, I'm not going to cough. Uh-oh. Oh, no. But I had a bath. My way of healing myself. I thought, I'll have a hot bath. But as I'm lying in my hot bath, and I'm thinking, why in the movies do they have like people getting intimate in a bathtub? Like, I get getting intimate in a jacuzzi or a hot tub.
Yeah.
But getting romantic in a bath, no, I want to be on my own.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm a big fan of having baths too. I like putting some Epsom salts in.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you know, if my girlfriend comes in and goes, can I get in the bath with you? It's like, oh, I'm shaving my legs in here. Do
it's
you really want to sit in that?
Exactly. But I also get like when, you know, the, I think sexy time, maybe in like a shower.
Yes.
Like in a two-person type shower?
Oh, yeah. We know somebody who has a very impressive two-person shower.
I think it's more than two people.
I think it's more than two people, too.
Can we name him? Can we name and shame?
Oh, yeah.
It's already shaming.
So Big Bear Mark. He does Monday Brekkie Bears, and he does Thursday nights with the Woods.
The Woods. Woof girl.
Now, I believe that I'm not the only person that this has happened to, but if you get invited to Big Bear Mark's house, he will always show off his half bathroom shower.
So half the, in fact, I've seen it. So yes, half the bathroom is committed and devoted to a shower.
A shower. And it's got two giant shower heads on either end.
There's room for two big bears.
Oh, there's room for three big bears.
Oh, goodness me. But tell me, do you like a bath or do you prefer a shower?
I like a good bath. I like a good soaking of the soul.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but if I need to wash my hair, obviously, shower it is.
But no sexy time in the bath. No, you want to be alone.
Yeah.
Turn the lights down low, light a candle, bit of bubbles, bit of some me time.
Yeah, you can have self-sexy time in the bath.
Oh, that's just a whole other show.
Yes.
That's after nine. Imagine that's after nine.
Like, with the candle, the bubbles, not... No. Oh,
you went to your happy place, didn't you?
Joy 94.9.
And we have an exciting new segment.
Another new segment?
Yeah, so we're planning out our shows, doing some real good planning.
Some good planning.
All right, we've even got a song. Are you ready?
Are you ready? A theme tune?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
When will I be famous?
Cool.
All right, so this song, When Will I Be Famous?
This is our segment where we get to explore a D-lister.
Oh, yes.
Somebody who's...
We love our D-listers.
Somebody who's, like, in the news for no reason in particular.
Yeah, who's that person again?
Who are they? Why are they in the news feed? I don't know why we're talking about these people. Who are we talking about today, Rach?
Our very, very exciting D-lister celebrity news.
Uh-huh.
She is actually a friend of some Joysters here, but this is about Georgia Love.
Who?
Exactly.
Oh.
Georgia Love was last year's Bachelorette.
Oh, her. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Now, Georgia Love is in the news because she changed her hair.
She what?
Yeah, she changed her hair. She's gone ombre.
Gone ombre?
Yep. So she's taken to Instagram to show off her lighter locks after a visit to a celebrity hairstylist. She's written, Pamper day, hers did, and brows done, just in time to do absolutely nothing this weekend.
So just so I can understand the importance of this news event, what does it mean to go ombre?
Well, ombre is the balayage effect of darker at the roots, lighter at the ends.
Oh, so this is a colour treatment.
It's colour, yes, it's very important.
So
and
my roots haven't grown out. My colour's not growing out. I've done this deliberately.
Yes, so the idea is that it's blended somewhere in the middle as well.
I'm still not getting the news value of this.
Well, she dyed her hair. Celebrity news. Very important.
Celebrity?
D-lister celebrity news.
It doesn't take much, does it?
No.
The ombre, so this is when you have your roots one colour and your ends another colour. I saw on TV the other day something called bronde. And it's not blonde and not bronze, but now there's bronde. Is a new colour, apparently.
Like a brown blonde.
I think so.
Probably like light brown or dark blonde would be bronze.
I know, right? But that's got a new name, so it's a thing now.
Yeah. Hey, Dean.
Yes?
I got my hair cut yesterday.
Did you?
Let's write a news article about it.
We could do that.
Yeah. We want to know, what mundane thing have you done in the last few days? Let us know. We want to give you a shout out and say, well done.
You deserve to be in the news.
You deserve to be in the news. 0427 joy949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Let us give you the praise that you deserve for doing something like dyeing your hair. Just like Georgia Love.
Who's she again?
Last year's Bachelorette.
Oh, okay. I'll write it down.
All right. Let me think about it.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, Rach, you know in the old days when you were a kid, you'd say, do you want to go out with me? Want to go round with me?
Yeah.
And then when the relationship didn't work out, you'd say, you're dropped.
Oh, I don't know about your dropped.
You're dropped?
Well, no, I think people would just be like,
me.
I don't want to be your girlfriend anymore.
This isn't working for me. It's not you. It's me. It's not you. It's me.
Yeah.
That's how you do it in the olden days.
Yeah.
But nowadays, the cool kids, when they break up, they're doing it on Spotify. I know, right?
Isn't that like a music
thing? It is like a music thing. So what happened? There was this couple in America, of course. I won't mention their names, but they were teens and they were dating for a little while, but it had come to the end of its course, the relationship.
Yeah.
And so the young lady, trying to find a way to end it, decided to put together a Spotify playlist.
Okay. Of, like, breakup songs?
Of breakup songs. So the when read, it sort of comes to a bit of a sentence. Let me just find it. It's kind of come out of my... There it is there. So she used a... So, mate, when you kiss me, it's because I am kind of loving someone else, but we can still be friends. So she used the titles of a whole lot of songs to make it into a sentence.
Oh.
I know. Then posted it on social media. So the young man had his heart broken on social media.
Very publicly. Ouch.
I know.
Oh, that's a hard pill to swallow.
It is. I much prefer that. You're dropped.
Yeah.
You want to go around with me? No.
Oh, I think that's a much better idea.
No.
I now have a Rach's ray of sunshine to share with you.
What do you?
Because you know how much I love a good news story.
Oh, I like a good news story too.
All right, so this one, this will warm the soul of all animal lovers.
Uh-huh.
So, Dean, have you ever lost a pet?
I have, actually.
You have?
I've lost two.
Oh, no. As in, like, they've just gone missing.
I haven't misplaced them. No, no.
Oh,
they've passed away.
No, no, I'm talking about...
Where do I put my cat? No.
Have you ever had a pet that's just gone missing?
No.
Oh, see, I feel like that's almost as traumatising as having a pet that passes away. Well, Joel McDonald never thought that after 4 years, Molly the dog would reappear. So Molly the dog went missing 4 years ago.
Right.
She ran away, never to be seen again, put up signs, and no one responded to them. And he was just like, oh, Molly's gone. She's gone for good. And then one day, on a Wednesday morning, he opened his front door and there was a dog on his front porch that looked an awful lot like Molly.
Uh-huh.
So he let this dog in, came in, put its head on his knee, and he was just like, oh, getting the feels in his soul. So he's like, no, but I need to be sure that this is my Molly and that I'm not just going to let somebody else's dog into my house. So he took it off to the vet.
Yeah.
And the vet checked the microchip.
And was it Molly?
It was Molly.
Oh, no!
And there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Oh, where had Molly been all those years?
Well, they haven't told us that. I can't give you that information.
It was on a Wednesday. You know that bit of a detail, but you don't know where Molly was.
No. Well, how is he supposed to know? Molly doesn't speak English.
Maybe Molly went for a long walk, like a really long walk.
Maybe one of the neighbours had stolen Molly.
Do you think?
Thinking that, you know, they wanted a bit of Molly love.
Yeah.
And then was like, oh, it's getting a bit expensive having a dog like Molly, so off you go, you can go back home now.
But they're reunited.
Reunited after 4 years.
It gives you the feels, doesn't it?
Oh, gets me right in the feels.
Right in the feels.
Right in the feels. Whoa. Dean, right in the feels.
This is our first ever drive show, yeah.
Yeah.
We've done breakfast before.
We have. We've
it's
been
too early. Too early for me.
We start in the dark at breakfast and then it ends up light. And now it's the opposite. We start in the light and it ends up dark.
I know.
Dark. Quack, quack. Duck.
No. Excuse me. Had a bit of a cold this week. This weather in Melbourne, tell you what. Oh,
got to get us warmed up, Dean.
I know. But you know what? If you're looking for something to do, and why wouldn't you be? Say it's a rainy day.
Yeah.
Go to social media and like one of our pages. Like one of our sites. We're everywhere.
Like all of them.
So Rach and Dean, R-A-C-H-A-N-D-D-E-N-E.
Yes.
On Facebook. We've got a whole page going on there. And there's quite a lot of activity happening this afternoon.
Oh, yes.
We've also got an Instagram page. What's that called? That's Rach and Dean again.
Yeah, Rach and Dean.
We'll
it's all just Rach and Dean.
And Twitter, what's that one called?
Rach and Dean.
Hey, how hard? That's not that hard to learn, is it?
Not at
Rach
all.
Rach and Dean.
So we're going to be popping up polls through the week for you to vote on. And
yes.
We'll be announcing things the following week. We'll be asking lots of questions. And do you know what? Every time you participate...
Mm.
A fairy comes to life.
Is that right? A fairy gets her wings.
She does.
We have had a message in all the way from Perth.
Woohoo!
It's my mum. Mum's listening online.
Hey, mum in
Perth.
Hey,
mum. Hey, Glor. So Glor's listening online at joy.org.au. How easy is that?
So easy. Are you going to tell us what your mum said? She's just going to...
No, what's she saying?
She just messaged.
She messaged and she's saying... Oh, hang on. Let me get it up again. Congratulations, Rach and Dean, on your first drive home show. There you go, listening here in Perth.
Thanks, Mum.
And she says, Gloria, in brackets, Dean's mum. Like, I know who you are, Mum. I know who you are. But thanks for explaining.
That is adorable. Hey, coming up tonight on Joy, we have fantastic programming.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up tonight, Dean?
There's so much. We've got Worldwide Wave, which we're going to speak to Matt in a little while about what they've got coming up. But after Worldwide Wave, we've got Urban Dreaming, which I particularly like. It's back. It's a good show.
That's very,
very
good. Exciting.
Siri and Miscellaneous, our Indigenous show. Triple Bypass, our bisexuality show.
Oh, yeah.
That's at 9
I hope no triple bypasses are happening, though, because doesn't that mean you've had a heart attack?
Yeah, I don't think it's very healthy.
No. No, maybe they're so exciting that it'll almost give you a heart attack.
There's three of them.
Because there's
no, there's three presenters. That's the triple.
Oh, triple bi.
I know, right? Yeah, there's no health risk there. And then Miss Chatelaine with Katy Purves. Now, I called that the other night. I was driving home from somewhere. She plays some great tunes late at night.
Oh, Katie? That's
exciting. It's got folk and blues and roots and pop music.
Awesome.
Joy 94.9.
So that's it from us, Dean.
I know.
We have completed our first ever drive show.
Done. Drive done.
Thank you, everyone who has sent us messages in and contacted us on our social medias on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. Don't forget to give us a like on them.
That's right. And thank you to Alex from The Big Smoke, Dr. Ahmed, and also Shirley Gnome. Check out Dr. Ahmed and Shirley Gnome at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yeah, just head to thebutterflyclub.com. So we're going to get taken out tonight with a song called Love, Love, Love.
Until next time, remember, be the rainbow in someone's cloud.
Friends keep saying that I need patience. Fools rushing, better slow down. They keep talking about good things come, but I don't want to wait. My heart is aching, I'm not mistaken. The moment I saw you, my whole world started to change. You could be what I've been.
GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.